The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. As the calendar turns to September, my attention turns to our winter squash. Once they're planted, winter squash tend to take care of themselves. Yes, I check for squash bug eggs and squish those, and keep a watchful eye for squash vine borers, but otherwise, they're on their own. Now, though, the fun begins. The squash starts sizing and coloring up. Due to this year's hot temperatures, it seems pumpkins and winter squash are maturing early. That's fine. They can stay in the garden until you're ready to harvest. Fruits are ripe if you cannot easily pierce the rind with your fingernail, and it's best to wait until the vines die back to harvest. The only threat to waiting would be mice, voles, skunks, and other varmints eating the mature fruits. Now is also a good time to look at all the different types of winter squash in the market. It's not just about butternut and acorn squash anymore. Some of my favorites include delicata, with its dinner-sized fruits and yellow, creamy flesh. Spaghetti squash are large and the flesh is stringy, like spaghetti, and is a fun pasta substitute. Just don't expect it to taste like mama's macaroni. Long Island cheese is a round, ribbed, tan-colored squash with a sweet and savory flesh. The squash looks like a wheel of cheese. It's one of the oldest squash varieties cultivated in this country and can be baked, boiled, pickled, steamed, roasted, and even made into pumpkin beer. Make note of your favorites and plan on growing some next year. And now for this week's tip. If you grow gladiolus and notice streaking on the leaves and flowers, your plants may have had thrips. This small, translucent insect's feeding causes the discoloration and the damage. Remove and destroy the infected foliage and flowers. Thrips overwinter on the gladiolus corms, so if you're digging and storing corms indoors, dip them in 160-degree water, but not boiling water, for 2 minutes. Allow the corms to dry before storing them. That should kill the thrips. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about chipmunks and squirrels. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.